Welcome to Hafiyam Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a curse at Tovita Kodesh Bochu on the release of the hostages and the break of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yumo Daf Yud Aleph in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni in the beginning of Aloha Aleph, starting six lines in from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Zar Shetoram, if a Zar did Truma Sedeshin, Truma Sedeshin again is taking out a piece of the desh of the left that left or you have to do Truma Sedeshin every morning. If a Zar did the Truma Sedeshin, that piece, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayov, Rabbi Shimon Lokish Omar Potter. Rabbi Yochanan holds his Chayav Misa, Rabbi Shlokish says he's not Chayav Misa, even though obviously he needs to be a Kohen. My time in the Shimon Lokish, avoid das matono. The pastor, when he speaks about miso, speaks about avoidas matono, which means an avoido of giving to the mizbeach, and not an avoido of removing from the mizbeach. My time at the Rabbi Yochanan, what's the source of Rabbi Yochanan? Lechol dvar mizbeach. It says everything that has to go to do with the mizbeach. It's all included in the miso of Azar. Rabbi Zibar Aboyim b'shem Rav. Arba avoidas shakoyim mischayv lehem b'chutz, zar mischayv lehem b'mifrim. The four avoiders, if a kohen did it outside of Beis Hamikdash in the wrong place, he's going to be chayav on them. So a zar, a non-kohen who does it inside, will be chayav on them. What are the four avoiders referring to? Ve'ezazu. Zu aktoro v'zriko. Ktoro is putting the fats on the mizbech. And zriko is putting the blood on the mizbech. V'nisuch ha'mayim v'ayayin. And pouring water and wine on the mizbech. V'asak ha'shir milokish. That's like ha'shir milokish. That Truma Sedeshin is not one of the avoiders that a zar is chayav miso. Levi Omar Filu Truma Sedeshin. Also Truma Sedeshin will be included in the list. V'asak ha'biyochan. That's like ha'biyochan. That a zar is chayav miso and Truma Sedeshin. If he removed the coal, meaning for the mizbeach, that's part of the machlokes of Yochanan Mishlokish, because that's part of Truma Sedeshin. Again, the Truma Sedeshin is only a small piece of the deshin. But Shai, he removed everything else. It also needs to go out. You have to take it out of the mizbeach and put it and place it outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's also the flukto de Yochanan Mishim Mishlokish. Is that also nichlal in the misa that Azar has? This, when we talk about the Shar Adeshin, that only goes to Mandoma that holds, which means the clothes that a Kohen needs to wear when he goes out from the Mizbeach and removing the Deshin, he wears more simple clothes. So there you have a tzad that maybe the Azar who does it will not be Chayav Miso. But when it says on the Torah to wear a cherim, doesn't mean that he wears other clothes. It means the Bali Mumin can do Hatzor HaSedeshin. He's Zara, who Bali Mum. So then we're talking about, there's no difference between a Bali Mum and a Zara. The same way a Bali Mum can do Hatzor HaSedeshin, also a Zara can do Hatzor HaSedeshin. And you may, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that there won't be a Chiyum Miso over here. Everybody agrees that when he arranges the wood in the mizbeach, he is chayav. Explains the Gemara, Mav Zeiro, that's it. We talk about the two main pieces of wood that go in the middle of the mizbeach. They're sitting there in the middle of the mizbeach. That's something that requires a kohen. As the Gemara says, Shakosu Mazir Alem Lavoidus Keuno, the Nostu Bnei Aaron a Kohen Eish Al Mizbeach Ve'Orchu Eitzim. So it's clear in the pasuk they have to arrange the wood. So that's referring to the two blocks of wood which are in the middle of the Mizbeach and not all the wood that comes in the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara, Tanim Rav Yudu Minayin Latzosa Salisa. Tzosa Salisa means when they start the fire with small picks of wood, and that's they, with that they start the fire in the Mizbeach. Shaloi te'ele b'koyin kosher u'b'klisharis. You need to have koyin kosher and klisharis to do it. Tomun lo'yim v'nostum ne'arin ha'koyin esh l'mizbeach. It says in the Pasuk, they have to put fire in the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Omer ha'b'shimen v'chihola salayiv sha'asar korv l'gabi ha'mizbeach. Wait, did you have any, even have a minya that Azar could go on the Mizbeach? Me, Yerushimon understands that starting the fire needs to be on top of the Mizbeach. Azar cannot go on top of Mizbeach. That itself is what you teach me. Teach you that the fire, you start the fire on top of the mizbeach and not below, and me mainly I know that only a kohen could do it. says the Gemara, Sivu, when they asked, it says the fire in the Mizbeach should never be extinguished. From here you learn that you can't light the fire unless you're on top of the Mizbeach. That's what Abiyudu says. It's a contradiction by Abiyudu. Tama needs to have a kosher. Before he said, you need a pasuk to tell me that a kohen can do it. And now, according to what he's saying now, you don't need a pasuk. Of course, a kohen has to do it because only a kohen can go on top of his mizbeach. So the Gemara of Tanchu b'Avyudo mat shal mino nema b'roish mizbeach v'zar. Meaning two ways to explain this pasuk. Either the Avyudo holds that a zar could go to the mizbeach, or that there is a possibility to stand on the ground and light the fire on top of the mizbeach. And that's what Gemara says. What you see from here? It's the top of his back, and Azar can still do it. Continues the Gemara speaking about Shuvas Hadeshen, Toram v'Yifichoso Ruach. He did Shuvas Hadeshen, and then the wind blew it. Taflukto de Abiyachonon de Avchanino. It's a machlekes. Toram Avchanino koimit shenosno agabe ha'ishim. He put koimits of a mincho on fire. V'Yifichoso Ruach, and the wind blew it. It wasn't burned in the fire. Befricha achoyno, I mean, even though it's the last portion, you have no way to do more kmitza, still niskapu habaylim, v'yotzo shirayim de me'ilo. So the baylim have kapara, and the leftover is not me'ilo, and the Quranim can eat it. So even the fact you put it in his bag, that's enough. Rechano ha'mam ishe'echoyiz ha'oyer berubo. You need to wait for the fire to catch on to the kmitza. And the same thing applies to Truma Sedeshen. The Truma Sedeshen, once you do the Truma, you have to place it on the floor. So Shai is what happens if it blew before you place it on the floor? Well, depend on the same Akleikis. If you hold the minute you start, I don't care if the wind blows it, you don't have to place it on the floor. And if you hold, you have to wait for the fire to catch on to it on the Mizbeach by Kaimitz, so Truma Sedeshen needs to be placed on the floor. So more now comes to explain, what does it mean, Yachaz or Beruba, the Birchanan said? Mar Beruba shall Kaimitz, or Beruiv kol Preidu Samaris? Do you say the Roy of the Kaimitz has to catch fire? Or every crumb has to have fire in it? Meaning, once you put the majority of the Kaimitz has fire, is good enough? Or every crumb has to catch fire? Also, Rav Chizki Rav Yoyner Rabo, Rav Chia B'Shabirchanan, Beruiv kol Preidu Samaris. It has to be, every crumb has to catch fire. So what Torim Chetzio, if he did only a Truma Sedeshen on half, there's a shear of Truma Sedeshen, which is Kazais, and if he did half Kazais and another half of Kazais. Does that work, or the Truma has to be to begin with Kazais? Tafluk to the Birchon of Shum Levi, Zabachlis Birchon of Shum Levi, Torim Birchon of Koimit Shekidish Bekli, Viktiru Afilu Shushim in Yotso. He did Kmitz of a Mincho into a Kli. He put on the Mizbeach, even Shushim in the size of a sesame, he didn't put the full amount, he's Yotso. Rav Shmuel Levi Masnis Elohim Ken Elektir Bekupzo Pahamayim Kshero. Rav Shmuel Levi says no. The only amount you can divide the koimitz is into two halves, but not more than that. It can't be smaller pieces. Explains the Gemara. Rav Chaim Baruch Rav Shmuel Levi explains based on Shmuel Levi. Ein kmitza pochad mishtei zaisim. Kmitza v'mincha is two zaisim. Ve'ein aktora pchus bekazais. The minimum aktora is kazais. So Shmuel Levi says the minimum needs to be done is kazais. So by koimitz, that's two kazaisim, you could do two halves. You could do it in two halves or two times. But by Truma Sedeshen, it's only one kazais. So you can't divide it. That's like one understands from mincha, you learn the Truma Sedeshen. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ablozo, Shoal, Me'ato, Koin She'en Yadoi Mechzeg B'Shnei Zeisim, Posel Min Avoido. So asks Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ablozo, if the shear needs to be two kazaisim, that's what the kmitza needs to be. What happens if you have a small koin and his hand cannot hold Shnei Kazaisim? Will that posel the Avoido? And the Gemara does not answer this question. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Yuma, Daf Yudalef.